Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the CRI headquarters in Dalton, Georgia, just after the annual Carpet and Rug Institute meeting with Joe Yarborough, the president. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, Kemp. Very nice to have you this afternoon.
So this was the first annual meeting that you've run since you took over in April. You did a good job. A meeting of many of your board members and a crowd of around 50 or so. And you talked about many things. I'd like to cover those today if we can. One of them is just the structure of CRI. You have three panels. You have what you call the PPS, which is the Product Performance and Standards panel, the deselection panel, and the EPR care panel. And by mentioning those, that talks about your focus for the year, doesn't it?
Yes, sir, it does, Kemp. And when we reorganized 3 years ago, the objective was to ensure that we had the resources of the Carpet and Rug Institute as well as our member companies focused on real business need issues. And we have a very good cross-section now in our panels.
And as the Trade Association for the Carpet Industry, people recognize you're the steward for the industry. Probably of those three panels, the one that's the easiest to recognize is the deselection. Obviously, you don't want people to listen to the myths that are out there and make the wrong decisions around perhaps choosing another surface versus carpet, right?
Well, that's very true. Obviously, the soft floor covering are a very viable economic solution to covering one's floor, both from an aesthetic and other performance attributes. Our focus is to ensure through the deselection panel that we don't have urban myths and other old wives' tales, so to speak, that cause a consumer, through misinformation or misunderstanding, select an alternative floor covering material versus the soft floor covering.
I noticed you had somewhat of an accounting slide that showed that your budgets are increasing for next year, which basically tells me that you're spending more money on a wider group of initiatives, right?
Well, I would say that the 3 years of our restructuring and reorganization, we have brought an elevated interest of our members to the issues that CRI can be the voice for and be the forum through which action is taken.
Some of the initiatives you mentioned from the podium that you're going to focus on for 2015, you're actually going to create a CRI installation standard. Is that right?
Actually, it's a modernization or refreshing of installation standards that have existed in the past. We had standards that were referred to as CRI 104 and 105 in the past. That was refreshed and updated in 2011. So whether we call this one 2015 or we give it another name to attach, it basically is just ensuring that we've got the prescriptive installation methodologies well-defined and readily accessible to those installers who are dealing with the types of products that our industry provides today. So it's going to be focused on the technical aspects of installation and the appropriate procedures and materials and methodologies that should be included, as well as being concerned about substrates and those kinds of things. But it's not going to expand into business-related issues that dictate things that might be in conflict with our members' warranties or with business practices that are covered by other regulatory things. So it will be a refreshing and modernization of the installation standards that exist within CRI already.
So potentially a 24 or 25-page document versus this S600 we hear about that's 300-400 pages, correct?
Yes, sir, and CRI was involved in the initial phases of that and have chosen to withdraw from participation because, quite frankly, it became overbearing and an overburden dealing with issues that were more business-related issues than with the more prescriptive technical issues of how a product should be installed effectively and appropriately.
All right. Other initiatives you got for 15, you're going to have a response to LEED V4, which is a revision to the LEED standards. Very interesting to this, too, because I know of some issues in California around this, but you're going to do this caprolactone inhalation study. Talk about that for a second.
Okay, this is something that we have partnered with the European Carpet and Rug Institute to look at a caprolactam inhalation evaluation of the impact of caprolactam. We'll be working closely with the folks in California who have been dealing with standardization changes and regulatory impact on the levels of caprolactam exposure. Caprolactam, of course, is simply an irritant. There are no lasting health effects that come from exposure to this chemical. And in fact, OSHA in the United States has increased the level of exposure to industrial workers in the past. And we're just trying to make sure that we don't get an overburdening regulation that's not science-based nor appropriate for the kind of products that we provide.
And I should mention for the benefit of my audience, the caprolactam is a core ingredient in nylon 6, correct?
Yes, sir. It is a precursor in the molecules that come together to make Nylon-6.
Another initiative you have for 2015 is what you call VPS, which is a voluntary product stewardship program. Talk about that.
Well, it's a program that we believe has the opportunity to show as a voluntary, market-driven initiative so that there are not overburdened regulations or extended producer responsibility statutes necessary to get a solution to the end of use of post-consumer carpet. We have been working for the past several months with members of the Carpet and Rug Institute, CARE, and the members of the collector-sorter community to develop a program that we think will be valuable in fostering and promoting the collection, sorting, and reuse of post-consumer carpet.
So you're targeting the collector sorters, and this is somewhat of an incentive package for them to be more actively engaged in this process of completing the mission of CARE, which is to minimize the amount of carpet that goes into landfills, right?
Yes, sir, that's correct. This is really a part of our industry's government relations activities. This VPS program's purpose is really twofold. One, to promote and support this CARE mission that you alluded to find those market-driven solutions for the diversion from landfills. The second thing is to oppose efforts to enact EPR legislation or other regulations in other states across the country.
So to kind of be your men on the street as far as to grassroots stopping any EPR movements.
That's correct. We know that the collector-sorter initiatives have challenges, as does any business, particularly, you know, relatively new businesses. And so this is an initiative to assist them in their efforts to find the right business models to collect, sort, and ultimately find a home downstream for end-of-use carpet.
And this is not limited to any single type of polymer, because we know that polyester is one of the biggest issues right now.
That's correct. This program is designed to accept and manage all carpets of all polymer types and construction components. The only exception is this voluntary program will not be participated in by those states or local areas or municipalities that have enacted EPR legislation.
Well, let's move on to some other things. You had some awards. I want to definitely call those out because most people know that this meeting every year, there's a gentleman from Millikan that created a memorial award. And it's called the Joseph J. Smirker Memorial Award. And for the first time, a woman won that award.
Well, of course, we're always very proud and appreciative of the volunteer involvement that we have from member companies. This year's recipient, Susan Rich Ferris. Susan has just been an outstanding contributor to the efforts of CRI. She's a very talented professional. And for her to receive this prestigious award is just a great accomplishment for her and makes the CRI and I know the folks at Millikan very proud to continue to recognize a person that has the kind of capability and contribution and zeal for our carpet industry as Susan does.
And you had a chairman's award, which I believe is a new award, and it was very touching. I guess it's a gentleman who's passed away from Tandas, John Garger, and you had his family there, and he was quite a contributor to the business, right?
Well, John was a special friend. He was a gentleman and a very special person indeed. John was chairman of one of our committees, was engaged almost on a daily basis with activity of CRI. John unexpectedly passed away a few months ago, and of course he's left a significant void with the contributions he made here, and we felt it was very appropriate that John and his memory be recognized with this new Chairman's Award. It doesn't mean there will necessarily be a Chairman's Award every year, but John's wife, Jenny, and his daughters, Jesse and Brittany, were there today representing John and the family. It was a very emotional and very touching experience, and I know they appreciated the receipt of the recognition, but we appreciate the service that John gave to the CRI and in some small way could recognize him for that service.
Well, and as we mentioned, Chairman, we need to point out that another news item from this meeting is David Jolly, the president and CEO of J&J Industries, is stepping down as the chairman, and Dan Frierson is coming in as your chairman, correct?
That's correct. You know, we're so happy to have Dan Frierson be elevated from the vice chairman's role to the role of chairman. Dan has been in the industry, obviously, for decades. Dan has always been dedicated to the mission of CRI. He has served as its chairman in the past, and we're very happy and pleased to have Dan come into the two-year role once again as chairman of the board for the Carpet and Rug Institute.
All right, great, Joe. Well, it's great to talk to you. It was a good meeting. Again, been talking to Joe Yarborough, who's the president of the Carpet and Rug Institute, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.